Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 3rd, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weed.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where with few limitations we can worship freely, speak freely, and actively participate in a government for the people, by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today and at all days so that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting
the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we will begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We'll take first item C under County Commissioners, which is to consider and possibly approve the adoption of a proclamation recognizing the pioneering women who have given of themselves to assist women in achieving greater heights and to improve the quality of life throughout our community. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I think that there, Ms. Guillory, I see you're here with a group of ladies. Would you like to bring them up while I read this proclamation so that you can introduce everyone? And I will.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
On behalf of Pioneer Women and our 2015 leading ladies who are standing behind me, we accept the proclamation, and we also would like to invite the public, all of you in here, to come out to our luncheon, which is this Thursday, August 6th at 11:30 at the Holiday Inn. And we have a little token that we'd like to present to you gentlemen by Miss Marlene. And it's not just a keychain. Our theme this year is Leading Ladies, and it is a Hollywood party going on at 11:30 on Thursday. On the back, it says, Lights, Camera, Action. Throughout our community, we are called to action. We do a lot of talking, but pioneering women, we act on that talk. And all the proceeds from our luncheon goes to our programs, which is our college assistance program, our Women in Crisis, and GED testing. So when you're purchasing a ticket or giving a donation, you're not just purchasing a ticket or giving a donation. It is to better our community for a better quality of life. So we thank you on behalf of Pioneering Women.
Okay, let me read this. It says, whereas Pioneering Women is a grassroots organization founded to enhance the lives of women, and its mission is to motivate, educate, activate, and uplift women for the betterment of humanity. Whereas Thursday, August 6, 2015 is celebrating the 19th Amendment Day, commemorating the 95th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees women the right to vote. Achieving this milestone required a lengthy and difficult struggle, and the victory took decades of agitation and protest. Whereas this milestone is something many of us take for granted today with our busy schedules, Pioneering Women is dedicated to honoring the legacy of those past pioneers and spotlighting the contributions of present-day pioneers in our community. And whereas the Celebrating the 19th Amendment Honoree Luncheon on August 6th we'll celebrate five extraordinary women for their dedication and contributions to their professions and our communities. Carol Fernandez, Mary Ann Reed, Vicki DeReese, Mary Simon, and Estrella Sonier. And whereas Pioneering Women financially supports many nonprofit organizations in the community, as well as provides students of higher education, learning textbooks, second chances to students seeking high school equivalency with GED testing, and supporting women in crisis. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, that in honor and recognition of the 95th anniversary of the 19th Amendment and all women in our community living the legacy. We do hereby dedicate and declare August 6, 2015 as Celebrate the 19th Amendment Day.
Thank you, and we have three of our honorees behind me, Mary Simon, Vicki DeReese, and Carol Fernandez.
Honored to have you here, and congratulations on your honor. Thank you for
being
here.
Thank you.
Move to items under purchasing. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a contract for McFadden National Wildlife Refuge Dune Restoration with Apollo Environmental for a base bid and alternate bid additive 1, 2, and 3 in the amount of $3,872,218.60. This project is being funded by Round 2.2 Hurricane Ike Disaster Project funding from the Texas General Land Office. Item B is to reject all bids for the HVAC capital equipment services and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a price extension for the HVAC capital equipment services and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief with Alliance Mechanical Services for a period of 90 days, extending the current expiration date to October 26, 2015. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 2 to contract, term contract for trash and biomedical waste container services for Jefferson County by adding the pharmaceutical disposal service for Jefferson County Juvenile Justice Port Arthur Office and the Jefferson County Employee Health Office and the Public Health Department Unit Number 1, Public Health Department Unit Number 2, and the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center. At a rate of $58 per container haul. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County for the first 1 year renewal from September 14, 2015 to September 13, 2016. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Constable Precinct 1, we have one item. A is considering possibly approve the hiring of Deputy Anthony Dean as a part-time Deputy Constable for Precinct 1 Constable's Office in accordance with Local Government Code Section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for the replacement of a gate at Road and Bridge Precinct 2. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for the treasurer for travel in the amount of $256. Item C is consider and approve budget transfer for the visitor center to replace a fire alarm panel in the amount of $6,860. Item D is consider and approve a budget amendment for the 252nd District Court for additional costs for indigent defense fees in the amount of $200,000. Item E is consider and approve maintenance agreement for automated victim notification services with APRIS in the amount of $27,715.32 for the period September 1st, 2015 through August 31st, 2016. And this contract allows for the statewide automated victim notification service, and those costs are reimbursed to the county by the state of Texas. Item F is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending June 30th, 2015. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 409937 through 410183 for the period ending July 27, 2015, and item H is regular county bills, check numbers 410184 through 410402 for the period ending today. Do we have a motion on those items under auditing, excuse me? Moved by Commissioner Alford. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I think I seconded it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I think we both did.
Yeah. Okay. Under County Clerk, we have one item to consider and approve the polling location change from the Needle and Recreation Center to the Bob Henson Building for the November 3rd, 2015 election. According to the City of Needle's request, and that's in Precinct 2. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Carolyn, you've had some discussions with them. They understand that obviously that building's going to need to change locations for next year's election. Right. I wouldn't want to have it at this location next year. I mean, I think we're going to need something a little larger. Okay. In addition to City Hall. Okay. We'd have two places.
Where is the Bob Henson Building?
That's over there by Central Middle School. It's a smaller building, and I think you said that it'll accommodate this constitutional amendment, but for next year, we're going to need two early voting locations.
Oh, okay, by the high school stadium.
No. But next year, I just want to go on record. I mean, we need to make sure that we're coordinating with them. We need to make sure that we're coordinating with them. We're going to need, you know, at least two early voting locations. Right. No, he's in Port Neches. You talk about Nederland. Yeah. Chris Duque, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Or let me know what you hear on that.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Commissioners. Item A, the remaining two items are items A and B. Item A is consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Mr. Ronnie Anderson, appointed by me to the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation Board of Directors. Item B is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the reappointment of Ms. Rebecca Ford to the Spindletop MHMR Services Board of Trustees for a 2-year term. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
I just, for public record, I would just like to compliment Mayor Ford. She's not here today. She also serves as the mayor of Bevel Oaks, but she's served as my appointee on this board for the last, starting her 5th year. And she's done an outstanding job, so I'd just like to share that with everybody.
Very good. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We have items under County Tax Assessor Collector. Item A is receive and file continuing education transcript for Allison Nathan Getz. Jefferson County Tax Assessor Collector successfully completed the continuing education requirements of Section 6.231D of the Texas Property Tax Code and additionally received a designation of professional county collector as certified by the Texas Assessor Collectors Association. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction of the sale property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects to be held on first Tuesday of September 2015. Do I have a motion? Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, and two items. Item A is to consider and possibly approve the interlocal contract between the county and the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission related to 911 services. This agreement replaces a current 2-year contract that expires on August 31st of this year. There are no changes with the new agreement other than extending the 2-year term, which if approved will expire on August 31st of 2017. Item B is consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Yvonne M. Scott for 22 years and 11 months of dedicated service as a corrections officer to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do we have a motion on those items?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Commissioners, anybody have anything to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action on it?
Judge, I'd just like to commend our tax assessor collector, Allison, for completing that credentialing within a very short period of time. It normally takes both somewhere from 2 to 3 years to complete that. She completed it in right about 7 months, so I think that's an outstanding accomplishment. Thank you, Allison.
Congratulations. All right. If there's nothing further, then we're adjourned.